Welcome to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening and tuning in today. I'm going to tell you a story. Today is going to be storytelling time. It's actually a true story, though. It's called Stranded in Jamestown. But prior to us, before we get to that, I just want to talk about attitude, perception, and faith. You know, I consider myself a very positive person. Sometimes people call me Susie Cream Cheese. My husband always refers to me as unicorns and rainbows. But, you know, when life throws you a curveball, sometimes it depends on how you handle it is what really happens in your life. So I'm going to give you some crazy examples that have happened to me lately, you know, and it's our perception, our attitude, and our faith. So here is my situation. I had a day job, and I've had a day job for a really long time, and I needed it with my music and to put my daughter through school, and I needed health insurance, and yet I was trying to juggle all these things, my music career and a lot of other things, including, you know, obviously just taking care of my daughter and my parents. And in my mind, my day job was my solid staple. It brought in the check every other week and, you know, took care of what my needs. But as my career grew and my desire was bigger than my paycheck, I guess you could say, I was trying to figure out how I could continue my career as a musician and also do a lot of the other arts things like this radio show, a possible TV show, a possible art thing that I was putting together. The bottom line was I was tired. And I had this wonderful therapist who was helping me through grief with my father. And we've actually had her on the show, Dr. Liz Tupling, who's amazing. And I walked into her office one day and I said, you know what? I'm just going to give up everything. I'm going to give up my singing. I'm going to give up my bookings. I'm going to give up Dream Big. I'm going to give up my radio show before I even start it. And I had all these plans that I was just going to put to the curb and stay at my day job. And she said, why don't you have a seat? And then she said to me, you're just tired. And I lost it. She was absolutely right. I was exhausted. And she said, but let me ask you this after I gathered myself. She said, why would you give up everything that feeds your soul for a paycheck that doesn't? And I just looked at her and I said, well, you know, my husband kind of wants me to keep my job and I feel like it's the right thing to do. And she said, but why would you do that? And then she came up with a question that changed my life forever. She said to me, how do you know that day job, that paycheck is not keeping you from making more money by using your art? Well, I'm a doer, man. Somebody gives me an idea and I just go with it. So that night I went home and literally I went to sleep and I woke up at 2 a.m. and I started developing ways I could bring in income, ways I hadn't even thought of. Just changed my perspective so much that I got excited. I was no longer tired. I literally woke up for that whole week, like at 5 a.m, ready to take on the world. My perception changed. My faith in myself changed. My attitude about life and opportunities changed. And these are the topics we're going to talk about today. We all have this kind of, I guess we get into kind of this small view of our lives. And if we only looked at things in a bigger perspective. Now, going back and forth and thinking, okay, how am I going to quit my job? How am I going to do all this? You know, I have a prayer corner in my house. And in the prayer corner, it has all my, you know, it has Jesus Christ he's in a meditative form. And then Buddha's right next to him. And, you know, all these candles and my prayer book and positive affirmations written all around. And I just said, I really need a big fat sign from the universe that this is going to be the right thing because I kept getting scared. I was fearful. Well, I was sitting on my porch that day after I asked for this big fat sign and I saw out of the corner of my eyes wings, and I'm like, oh my God, now I'm seeing angels. Well, I looked up. It wasn't an angel, but maybe it was. A hawk had landed right in front of me on my car, and it sat there for 20 minutes just staring at me. And I was like, well, I think this is a sign. So I looked up hawk, spiritual meaning of hawk. And it said that the hawk represents seeing a bigger picture, a much larger picture. It can see far and wide. So I was like, okay, so I have to challenge myself to really look far and wide. I can't, you know, we have a tendency to think, oh, you know, we get in a habit of how we can do things. And then we just don't realize how much more is out there if we just open our minds to it and open our hearts to it and try not to block it with negativity. So this hawk now became like, you know, my sign. And I was just so excited. And it really gave me, I know it sounds crazy, but it really gave me the courage to move forward and give notice. And it was so exciting to give notice at my job because everyone there, I'd been there, let me give you a background. I've been there 35 years and everyone there, I basically grew up there. They all sent me emails of support, told me they believed in me, they couldn't believe how much I do and still keep a day job. They couldn't understand how I did that schedule for so long. And they were just excited for my future. Now, that is not the way I thought it was going to go down. I thought I was going to get, why are you leaving? You're crazy. You know, you're going after art. It's not, you know, there's no security in it. It wasn't. It was totally opposite. Everybody believed in me, actually probably more than I believed in myself, which totally helped the transition for sure. So I was scheduled to go on tour and I was really excited about it. It was a solo tour. And now the only thing I always get nervous about with solo tours is I am geographically challenged, and thank God for GPS. But sometimes I think she's drinking on the job because sometimes I end up in really weird places. But anyway, so here I was. I had to get an oil change. Now, this is going to be a great story for attitude and perception and faith. So this oil place by my house, this guy always tries to sell me so much stuff. And I always get really worked up because I hate being sold things. And I swear he knows I'm coming. And he's like, you know, I ask my husband, how much does it cost you to get an oil change? And then he tells me, and it's always double or triple what he has to pay. So for a while there, I was asking my husband to come with me so that I wouldn't be charged so much. And my husband was like, just tell him no. Well, for some reason, I always got talked into it. And then I'd be really mad at the guy and really mad at myself and have this really bad attitude. So this time I was like, all right, Jill, here's the deal. You know, I mean, what do they call insanity? You know, keep doing the same thing over and over again. Do you think I could have changed oil places? No, I just kept going the same one. So this time I said to my husband, all right, I'm going to get an oil change. And even he was like, oh my God, here we go. I go, nope, it's not going to happen. I'm going to change my attitude. So I pulled up into the oil change place and it was really busy that day, which was crazy. And it was super snowy. And I was leaving to go to Cleveland, Ohio for my first stop on my tour. And so he kind of waved me in and he did not look happy, the man from the oil place. And I just gave him the biggest smile and waved really big, like I was so excited to see him. Well, all of a sudden he kind of stopped in his tracks and he smiled back and waved back at me. And then I waited my turn and I came in and I said, how are you today? I can't believe the snow, talking about the weather, trying to be really positive, and said, you know, I bet you can't wait for the holidays. You probably need a good day off. I just totally changed my attitude. Do you know that he did not try to sell me anything? I mean, nothing. We didn't go back and forth about price or the new oil that I'm supposed to have that's supposed to help me so much more. I mean, he totally was so kind. And then to make it even better, he gave me $3 off discount coupon. I mean, I was out of my mind. I couldn't believe it. And I knew it. I knew that it was my attitude that changed it. Because had I gone in there all cranky like I always been and be like, by the way, I'm not paying anything that you're going to, you know, if I would have done that, God only knows what would have happened, right? But now we were buds, man. Now I can go back there and now we can hang out. Okay, maybe not that much, but he even checked my tires, which I was really happy about. So I get on the road and I'm all proud of myself. I call my husband. I'm like, guess what? And I told him the story. He couldn't believe it. And of course he laughed. But so I was heading towards Cleveland and the snow was getting pretty bad. And I was kind of nervous, but I'd been to Cleveland a lot throughout the years. So I knew where I was going. But the problem was the GPS took me, you know, to 75 for all those who live in Detroit. And all of a sudden it started taking me all these different freeways. It was just crazy. And I was like, my husband's like, calls me and he goes, why are you on these freeways? I'm like, because the GPS told me to go there, you know, and I just hate the fact that I am so geographically challenged. Well, so anyway, I put total faith in my GPS and I just let go. Eventually I got to where I had to go and I got to the show. And in Cleveland, you know, it was a new club, you know, kind of a new city. I hadn't really played in Cleveland very much. And I was playing with two other artists there who were very well known in the Cleveland area. So here I go with attitude and perception and faith. Well, here in Detroit, I'm pretty well known and pretty comfortable and sell out shows. So it's kind of easy, sort of, you know, to be confident. But when you go to a place that nobody knows you and you've got to rely strictly on your talent, and you know that you've got a little bit of competition there, you know, my attitude got a little weird. And I was like, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. Just because I was 3 hours away from Detroit, all of a sudden my attitude changed. And that was just stupid. So I got myself together and I said a big old prayer. That's where faith came in. And my attitude, I changed my attitude in regard to saying, You've been accomplished, you are experienced, there's absolutely no reason why you can't win these people over, and it's nice to have a new crowd, you know, new ears. Let's see what you're made of. Well, I belted out all my tunes, and it was wonderful, and we all got along great. It was singer-songwriter in the round, and they put me up that night, and I got to sleep on a couch with a beautiful dog, and it was amazing, and I woke up the next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning because I had to go to, it was supposed to be, Jamestown, New York. Now, I didn't even know there was a Jamestown, New York, but I don't know a whole lot about the map anyway. So I was getting in my car. Of course, it was snowing really bad again. Snowstorm, apparently. And I warmed up my car. I'm sitting in the driveway in Cleveland getting ready to go. And a text came through that my show on Saturday, this was Friday morning, on Saturday, my show was canceled because the venue burned down. Well, I had a problem there because I was supposed to go do a radio show on Friday and do a writer's workshop on Friday in Jamestown and then head to Akron. And that's where they were going to put me up for 2 days. And then I'd do my show and then come back to Jamestown. Well, now here I was going to Jamestown. Never heard of it. Don't know where it is. And I had no place to stay for 3 days. And I was like, oh, Lordy, what am I going to do? But for some reason, I don't know, I'm the type of person kind of when big drama things happen, I get calm. It's kind of weird. I think it's like either inner petrified and I somehow calm it down. But all I know is I had to get to a radio show and it was snowing and it was going to be a lot of traffic and I had to be careful to get to the radio show by 10 o'clock. Well, or 10:30, excuse me. So I'm driving the freeway and I can see that there's construction. It seems like roads are closed everywhere and I'm trying to stay calm and I'm trying to keep the faith. And that's when that little ugly voice always, you know, comes in your brain like, what are you doing? Who do you think you are driving around the country? You don't even know where you're going and the roads are blocked. Don't you see that the universe is trying to keep you from what you're trying to do? Well, I pushed that voice away and I asked for a sign. I'm like, please show me a sign that I'm on the right road for one thing. And for two, that this is the right thing to do, to stay on the road and not just cancel. Well, guess what happened? A hawk flew down by my van on the freeway. And I'm like, okay, we're good. Bigger picture. Look at the bigger picture. You've got this. You can do it. So I get to the radio show and seriously pull into Jamestown. And here's where luck comes in. I had a good attitude and I got a front row parking space right in front of the radio show because I had to be on the air in 3 minutes. So I was kind of panicking. There was these lovely construction guys who held the door and helped me up the elevator and show me where the radio show was. And I'm like, you know, I really like this town. And I kind of looked around when I got out of the car. I'm like, this looks like a flippin' Hallmark movie. This town had like, you know, twinkling lights and the stores and everybody's bustling. And I was like, I have been dropped into a Hallmark movie and I love it. So I get to the radio show. The guy is so wonderful. We have a great interview. Everything's going great. And at the end of the interview, when we wrapped it up, he said, so where are you headed next? And I said, well, I have a writer's workshop, but then I was supposed to go to Akron, New York, and it was canceled. My tour was burned down, basically, and I have nowhere to stay. And he said, well, why don't you go to Labyrinth Coffee House, and somebody will put you up there. They have an Airbnb right above the coffee house. And I'm like, okay, coffee, me, bed. That sounds really good. So I, of course, put it in my GPS, even though it was only a block away. I found this adorable coffee house that, yes, looked like a Hallmark commercial. And I went down the stairs and there was a big poster of me as I walked in. And I'm like, hey, that's me, out loud. People were looking at me thinking I was weird. But they actually smiled. And the lady behind the counter, I told her my story. I ordered a vegan chili and a salad. And she said, I'm going to go get Frank and he's going to help you find a place to stay. Well, he comes out, Frank, with my chili and my salad, and he says, I don't have room for you, but here's a couple places of friends I know that could. So I literally booked my Airbnb while I was eating my chili, and within an hour, I got that done and then headed over to my writer's workshop. In my writer's workshop, the library there, Prendergast Library, the wonderful librarian said to me, I'm so nervous. I don't know if people will come. And I said, you know what? It's a musician's life. We never know if people are going to show up. Don't worry about it. I have faith. So one by one, men started coming in. It ended up being a whole class of men. And the beautiful thing was, it was all these different kinds of people, just great attitudes. Like we had these real shy people, a young kid, an older gentleman, just like an array of different guys. And, so the last guy that shows up, his name was Frank too. He walks in, he's like, so I want to know what's going to happen here. I need to know, like, what are you going to be teaching me? And he was like barking. And I was kind of like, Frank, why don't you sit down? By the end, Frank ended up being a wonderful human being. He was just nervous. He was fearful. He had an attitude. We changed his attitude real quick by saying that we are just going to have fun. And he had a wonderful time. We wrote great songs. We had great opportunities to really get to know each other. All these guys opened up. And believe me, I was nervous because my dad used to say to me all the time, especially when I moved my TV out of the living room, what do you want us to do? Talk about our feelings? So I was really afraid that these men were going to feel the same way. But they did. They all opened up. They gave me their hearts. I gave them my heart back. And I played a few songs for them and they loved it. And I hope that we have created some really awesome songwriters in Jamestown. Well, I got to my place. I checked into my Airbnb. It was a kind of scary place. I pulled up and I'm like, not in Kansas anymore. Well, the door was sticky. It was like the stairs looked like they were going to fall apart. And I'm like, well, for $67, Joe, what do you want? And it was an apartment. It was very bare. And I kind of sat on the couch and I looked and there was this huge map of the United States. And I thought, well, here's where my attitude's going to change. I need this map because I'm going to do some bookings while I'm here. Take advantage of the time I have off. So I need a map. Everybody knows I need a map to see where I'm going. Then I looked around and, you know, there was a cute little kitchen. I could make some lunch. And then I sat down on the couch and I'm like, that little voice came in my head again. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Are you crazy? And then I said, I need a sign. And I looked to the left and there was a painting of a hawk. No kidding. And I was like, all right, I'm with you. I'm with you. I got this. Next thing you know, I get a text from the guy who's going to have me on his radio show on Saturday, asked me if I wanted to meet for lunch the next day. He then invited me to his gig that night and let me sing a few songs. And I ended up getting a gig from the place where he was playing. And then I also met this wonderful couple who was going to put me up the night of my show in Jamestown. And they said, why don't you come early? And I said, well, I feel bad because, you know, I already got this Airbnb. And I told them that I wasn't really comfortable. I was a little scared, but I felt bad kind of asking the people to, you know, refund me a night. And as I went back to the apartment, I'm like, don't feel bad. Just try. And they refunded me. They were so kind. They understood my predicament and they were just so kind and refunded me and said, have a great tour. Good luck to you. It was just unbelievable, the kindness throughout my entire weekend. I mean, where I could have gone in and had this terrible attitude like, woe is me, I stayed open to the possibilities. And the universe showed me that there were kind people. So I ended up going to this beautiful home where literally pulled up. It was on this beautiful farm and my room had a sign that said home sweet home. Really? This was unbelievable. The people were so kind. We sang songs. We read poetry. They made me chili. Chili seemed to be the theme of the weekend. And then the next morning I woke up, the morning of my show, and I saw this little snow fall from the tree and it stimulated me to write an entire song about Jamestown and how it renewed my faith in human kindness. It renewed my faith in believing that good things can happen out of bad things. And that's how I wrote this song, Stranded in Jamestown. And I'm going to play it for you right now.
Snow is melting off the trees in this Jamestown town. People getting ready for the holiday. I'm just a stranger roaming through this Jamestown town. But they treat me like I'm here to stay. Where everybody knows your name and everybody's shared your pain and it's placed in my soul a hope that will remain. When the kindness of strangers gave new meaning to that big old word of empathy, I guarantee will stay with me till my dying day in Jamestown town. Boarded up buildings in this Jamestown town with twinkling lights to hide the pain. I'm walking in the streets of this Jamestown town, feeling the cold of the winter strain. Where there's a hand to hold and a prayer that has been told and a long dark road to carry me through the night. And poor lost souls just like me, surrounded by family with stories that make me feel like I've been here all my life in Jamestown town. When I'm gonna give up on all mankind, the kindness of strangers have changed my mind. Pack up my bags and leave this Jamestown town. I know I'll never be the same. Maybe the first, not the last in this Jamestown town. Hey, now I know everybody's name. because I'm different than I was before. This old town has changed the score of what I thought this poor world was coming to an end. As I move on down the road, the next hotel that I'll call home, I'll be thinking how my dusty soul feels shiny and new, thanks to Jamestown Town. Thanks to Jamestown Town. Thanks to Jamestown Town.
Thanks so much. And I want to thank the sponsors today, Senior Home Healthcare. Let them help you with CPAPs and oxygen and give you the night's sleep that you need. Thanks for listening.